War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to y'all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone on the phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Huh. Good morning. Hang on.
Is everyone accounted for after Grave Diggers?
I don't have a voice. I started getting all
fired up.
Now I'm hot. Can't breathe.
So, Manny, you're sick.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm sick. I mean, I'm not. It's nothing's green and ugly. You know, when it comes out, but...
That would be allergies, wouldn't it?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Lorraine,
Grave Diggers
Ball Saturday night, Loud Luxury and Black Bear, it was so loud that I yelled. Every time I talked, I yelled. And this isn't even on stage. This is just in conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought you were old AF.
That too. No, that's my knee. I now have a clicking knee that I went to my chiropractor buddy, and I'm like, dude, my knee is clicking, and I don't know why. He goes, because you're old.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, 43, man.
Yeah. Mm.
We were leaving Grave Diggers, and he sounded like this.
It was awful.
Like, as we were leaving to go to our after party, I couldn't talk.
It was awful. And then yesterday, Dean got invited to go to an annual party where you dress up. One of his friends, parents throw it. It's a really good party. Greg Olson's neighborhood.
Whoa!
Nice.
And I was like, I want to go, but I should be on vocal rest. And when I sent out a text and said I'm not going because I'm on vocal rest, they laughed. They laughed at me.
Oh,
like, just get here. Vocal rest.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so much going on this week. So much going on today. Let's do our Monday song.
I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways.
Yes,
I'm trying to be my A-A in your Milky Way. I'm a legend. I'm irreverent. I be reverent. I be so far. We don't give up. Welcome to the danger zone. Step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing.
Feeling better? Roy?
I'm lit up, man. I'm good.
You want another verse? You need another verse?
I'm still... Have you ever, like... During the Monday morning song, we really listen to the lyrics, and it's confusing half the time.
All right, hold on. Here's another verse, everybody.
All right, here we go.
That's good.
Mars?
We gotta let Kanye's rap go.
The Prada spacesuit.
Pockets on Shrek, rockets on deck. Tell me what's next, alien sex.
That's the fifth time he's the fifth time he's said that.
I abducted you, so I tell you
what to do.
Tell you what to do, what to do, what to do.
Point. He says, I must be an alien because Yeezy gets ass a lot. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Are there aliens moving furniture that I don't know about?
There are some stories like that.
Yeah. Well, probing.
Not in my house.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys had a great weekend like we did. Gravediggers Ball, tremendous success once again.
Right.
If you didn't get to be there, you can go check out the whole gallery of photos up kiss951.com. Of course, you can follow us at kiss951 and at the MRL show. We have pictures. It was a blast. Lots of stories to come this morning about Gravediggers Ball.
Oh, man. Like, at one point, I was sitting in a bed of a pickup truck backstage because I needed a seat.
Yeah, that's true. And everybody kept, and it was like Roy's office.
Yeah.
And people kept coming by and sitting on the tailgate next to Roy to discuss issues.
Yeah. At one point, my boss's boss sat down on the tailgate.
Walter.
Then I sat down beside him. The whole thing, when I sat down, it like really went down. I was like, I apologize about that. He's like, don't worry about it. He goes, don't worry about your weight. You're fine.
Don't worry about it.
I'm like,
Yeah, it was great though. Loud Luxury Black Bear. So the people that won the best costume contest was
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Amanda says they won last year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, does anybody? I didn't either.
Then again, I don't remember.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys don't, because I was like, oh no, am I beginning to have bad memory loss? Because I don't remember that. I mean, I can tell you that I know Macklemore performed.
Yeah.
And we had a great... You know what? We didn't host the costume contest last year. We were interviewing Macklemore at his hotel.
So they could have won, but...
They could have won.
Here's the thing.
Wait, Amanda was with us last year.
No, she wasn't at the hotel. She didn't come to the interview, though. They went to Gravediggers.
No, they waited for us at the bar.
They were in the hotel.
So
drinking.
They didn't see it either.
Yeah.
Maybe the year before?
Maybe.
She's lying. I question her facts.
Fake news.
It's a thing.
Man, she had me all freaked out. Okay.
But I just know that, genuinely, the crowd loved the Hocus Pocus as the number one costume.
Yeah. Yep. And I didn't see AJ and Cameron hosted the sexiest costume. I didn't see who won that.
I think it was the dude with the male protection on his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crowd's nuts, huh? They thought that was the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
I was backstage squeezing it, trying to figure it out.
You know, I will say a lot of times... Halloween gets the perception, especially for women, and Loren can speak on this, for being the naughty or so-called slutty, hate to say it, costume.
Yo, I was so irritated with party stores trying to find a costume for Gravediggers. So irritated.
Didn't somebody say something to you?
Yeah, like, I wanted a flight suit, and like my only option...
Your Top Gun.
Yeah, was like a guy's flight suit, and it didn't fit me at all. It was like way too big. And he was like, well, we might have like a slutty version of it. And I was like, well, don't you just have like a regular flight suit for like women, like a smaller one for women? He's like, well, I don't understand. Why don't you be slutty in Halloween? I was like, what?
Yeah, I know. That's what the guy said to her.
Sexiest holiday ever. Yeah. Like, give me that flight suit.
So point being was, I think the sexiest costume, if I remember, we've hosted it in the past, always goes to a guy. The guy without a shirt on, the guy who's got muscles. And it's not the woman a lot. It's the women yelling at the guys. Yeah. So good for us for being.
Did you pick up on my shirtless man joke during the best costume?
No, I couldn't hear a thing.
For the wrestlers?
Yeah, so the wrestlers come up and I'm like...
Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage.
I was like, this isn't the sexiest costume contest. What are they up here for? I got like 7 laughs in the crowd.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds more real than a joke. Like,
I was like, if someone would have told me, I made some joke about shirtless men on stage, and I enjoyed.
All I know is that I told a joke, and then Roy told the same joke and got a different reaction.
Really?
Did we really?
So I said, let's practice for the loudest, for the best costume.
I do remember that.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear you scream for the best costume. And I held my hand out, and everybody screamed. Uh-huh. And then I said, now, to show people what, if it's not a great costume, ladies and gentlemen, Roy. And everybody was like... And then, like, Roy used it back again later on in the night.
Yeah, like, 15 minutes later, I did it again, and no one engaged with me.
That's all right, because Roy and I did the same thing. We repeated each other on stage.
We did.
It's hard to hear on stage.
It is, man. We don't have, like, the IFBs or the ears in, so we're just listening to each other through the speakers, too.
I kept calling the guy from Nightmare Before Christmas the wrong name.
What? Something Skeleton. You were calling him something else, and it was Skeleton. Jack Skeleton.
I kept having to get them to tell me what costume. I didn't even know what Jack Skeleton was.
Really? Nightmare Before Christmas?
I was like, who are you? I didn't know what any of my people were. I mean, why this company wants us to host this thing, I have no clue.
I don't know. I thought Lorraine and I did a pretty good job.
I was mediocre at best.
You don't know the Peanuts characters.
Yeah.
The girl with the couch, she had explained to me like five times what
she had fine. Beetlejuice, too. Why wasn't her Beetlejuice with her?
No, I don't know. And the girl with the couch, I didn't know who that was. But I know who the guy from Nightmare Before Elm Street
but
is.
But here's the thing. You would have known who she was if Beetlejuice had been with her. Oh, you would have understood that then.
Gotcha.
But he was off drinking somewhere because I saw photos of them afterwards and I was like...
Maybe they were arguing.
They were in an argument, so they couldn't do their couple's costume. Roy thought that the skeleton from Nightmare Before Christmas was the thing that sits out in front of mattress stores.
Waving around.
An inflatable wavy.
No, I'm sure if you didn't see it, this thing was like, what would you say, 20 feet tall?
Yeah.
15 feet tall?
Yep.
Like, I don't even know how it fit onto the stage. This costume was huge.
Yeah. It was like you would have to consider it a puppet, right? Like a puppeteer?
Yeah, I mean, it was connected to her, to her body, so it was cool. Well, go check out all the pictures from Gravedigger's Ball. It's up at kiss95.1.com. We got more to talk about, including Roy's walk. We saw someone crash into a window, like a bird.
Let me tell you, it was a bad hit.
Yeah, it was a rough hit. We've got brand new senseless surveys for you at 720 and 820. We've got a funny funny DirecTV prank call that... We didn't even plan it. They called us, and we messed with them. We'll have that for you this morning. But up next, did you hear they want to change the date of Halloween?
No.
It's like a legit petition. We'll explain coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Lauren, do we have tea in the back? Any tea?
We do. I don't know if we have honey, though. I think somebody took the honey or broke the honey, or did you spill the honey in here one day?
I'm sure we used it on some kind of a stunt that we did.
Probably.
Didn't we dip Roy's butt in honey and let a bunch of bees go?
That's it.
This summer? For fun?
For fun.
Hey, where did I...
They were canceling Halloween, is what
you're
talking
about.
Yeah,
they are. Well, no, there's a petition to change Halloween.
Which is an awful idea.
Well, you haven't heard the reason why yet.
Yes, I already know the reason. They want to move it to the last Saturday of the month.
That's exactly the reason.
Why is that bad?
Let me tell you why that's bad. As a parent, let me tell you why that's bad. Because then I don't get to enjoy Halloween at all. Because I have to focus on, like, kids are first, right, when you have a family. So I have to focus on taking my kids trick-or-treating and getting them together and everything else. But I also love to go out and party and go to Gravedigger's Ball.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. The Saturday before Halloween are for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is for the kids.
It's actually better as a parent when Halloween falls on a weekday, personally.
A group calling itself Halloween and Costume Association started a change.org petition to change the date of Halloween from October 31st to, like Lorraine just said, the last Saturday in October. They argue it would be safer and less rushed if on a weekend. And the petition has over 25,000 signatures already.
It is safe, and it's not rushed during weekdays. Your kids shouldn't be out at 10:30 at night trick-or-treating anyway.
I agree. I mean, here's the thing. Let's start trick-or-treating a little earlier. How about that?
You come on by the house at 3 o'clock. Why not? I'm not there.
So, I mean, 6 is a good number.
Where I grew up in Jersey, when it was Halloween, we wouldn't wait till dark. Like, we legit started trick-or-treating at, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock when we got home. And then Amanda brought up to the point that, like, I mean, my neighborhood wasn't bougie by any means, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't bougie. I grew up in a neighborhood where a lot of moms stayed home, so people were home.
Yeah.
And I never thought of that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen you Google Maps your neighborhood. It wasn't...
That's neither here nor there. Point being, Roy, is that a lot of the reason for trick-or-treating after dark is because... Both parents work now, and nobody's home. You're going to be ringing and knocking on empty houses.
Yeah.
Well, so this whole change.org, it was started by the Halloween and Costume Association, which I didn't know existed. And it's so they had like a goal of just like 7,500 signatures, and they've gotten like, what was it? You said
25,000.
This petition, by the way, is addressed to the president. Like, they legitimately, this organization legitimately wants to change Halloween.
Please, there's enough happening right now in the world. Like, do we really need to bring to the forefront that Halloween needs to be on a Saturday because you want to party a little bit more?
And by the way, if that's the case, it is going to affect our Gravediggers. I will now tell the people at Gravediggers, don't expect me there until 8.
I mean, that's my thing. Like, if they move it to the Saturday.
Under protest.
Well, I won't be at Gravediggers at all.
Right.
And I would love to go. I want to go every single year. This is an awful idea. Let's not do it.
Jeez. What about the first weekend in November then?
No, it's too late.
Yeah, who cares?
That's a weird...
Well, who cares if it's on a Saturday
Halloween
then?
In November? No. Yeah.
All you're doing is trick-or-treating.
No, see, it's good that the kids... Because now I can say, no, it's a school night. We have to go to bed at a decent hour. And I don't have to be up with them all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's Cash going as this year?
I think he's going to be Top Gun. I think he's going to go as Maverick because he's got an imaginary friend and he talks to his hand. So we call it the Hand Goose. I know it's a whole thing.
Okay. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Anytime he's putting his hand in a flight suit.
Well, no, but like, so he talks to it like a puppet. And I think he learned it at like my gym because they use the puppets. But he talks to his hand. So anytime I see Goose come out and he starts talking to his hand, I know he's going to do something bad. Like, that's his conspire party. Like,
oh, you've got big one. I'm going after big two.
Yeah.
That's Cash talking to his hand.
They conspire together. Mm-hmm.
All right. What's happening in Hollywood?
So a couple movie things going on. And these are real. Well, one's really exciting. But Clueless is getting a reboot. They're going to remake the movie. And it's the writers of Girls Trip. Who's going to produce the film that came out originally in 1995.
I suppose it was meant to be. I mean, he does dress better than I do. What would I bring to the relationship?
Was that Clueless?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's Cher Horowitz.
I love that movie.
Searching for a boy in high school is as useless as searching for meaning in a Pauly Shore movie.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Clueless?
Never.
I guess you're a little young for it. That's like...
I know, but things replay.
It's a I think it's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched movies that my older brothers and my dad liked just because they were on Roy.
What is it, like an 80s movie?
No, 90s.
But how old is your sister?
Rats years.
My sister is 29, 30?
Yeah, 29? I guess I'm a little bit older than she is, but that's...
I can't wait to see the reboot.
1995, the movie came out, Maney.
That's 3 years
so
old.
So did Mallrats. I'm
really?
Telling you, it was all the same.
1995.
Mallrats came out in 1995.
Mallrats seems so much older to me. Anyway, speaking...
Let me stress my voice.
All right, okay. Speaking of reboots, Disney is looking into rebooting the Pirates franchise, but a screenwriter has appeared to confirm that Johnny Depp's time as Captain Jack Sparrow is over.
Yeah, so we should probably just rest the Pirates because he's the best Captain Jack. I don't need to see anybody else.
Yeah, over five films, 14 years, $4.5 billion.
Good God.
He was awesome in that role.
Yeah. All right, so Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande definitely broken up. He has changed his phone number now after originally wanting to get back together with her. But there are so many rumors going on out there that Ariana felt the need to jump on Twitter and clap back at a fan who started the rumor that she had changed the locks on Pete and told him to leave alone and that they weren't going to speak again. And she says, listen, that's simply not true. I need the media to be helpful in this situation and just drop it and let it be because we all need to heal and support each other moving forward.
You know what that means? He said, hey, I saw this report. He's like angry at the news.
I don't know.
I'm reading in between those lines.
Are SNL was another rerun this weekend, so still no new Pete Davidson since the breakup.
No, just at Gravedigger's Ball, there was an Ariana and Pete sighting.
There was.
Yeah.
Lorraine and her husband.
But that is your Dirty for now.
Quick break. When we come back, you guys got to hear this. You ever get an unsolicited phone call where it's just somebody who's like, hey, do you have DirecTV? And if you say yes, they go into a whole line of questioning. That happened. Somebody gave our request line as a number, and they called it randomly Friday after the show. We answered. We had a lot of fun with them, including Roy's cane became a prop in the prank phone call. You got to hear it coming up in under 10 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So many funny things to come on the show. Make sure you're listening. Brand new senseless surveys at 720 and 820. Roy and myself, and I'll have my wife on the phone at 7:50 this morning to tell you guys the craziest thing we saw this weekend after Gravedigger's Ball. And it was wild. It's not even, you have to be here at 7:50. If you can't, of course, make sure you pick up the podcast and listen to us there on the Kiss 95.1 app. Just so much going on. Gravedigger's Ball, you can go check out the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures are up. Kiss95.1.com or just get the Kiss app. We did have, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I lost my voice from yelling at Gravediggers because it was so loud.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I lost my dignity.
the very little that you had when you got there, just as Ariana. Yeah.
What'd you lose, Roy?
I guess. I don't know. I had a good time. My foot. Oh, yeah. I'm in so much pain for my foot. I mean, yesterday was it was so bad. But, you know, sometimes people give out our phone number, I guess, the studio phone number, for different things so they don't get, like, telephone calls from telemarketers. So we get them. Producer Nicole hates it because she fields the phone calls. But somebody called us from DirecTV, and they wanted to see how our DirecTV reception was.
Yeah, this was Friday at about 10:45. We're getting ready to get out of here for the weekend, and the phone rings, and we answered, "Hi, Kiss 95.1." And the guy goes, "Hello, do you have DirecTV?" And we pick up the recording from there. Why?
If they can talk with astronauts all the way up in space, how come I can't get a damn clear picture in the rain?
Sorry, that's my brother.
Okay, no problem. And how many TVs do you have?
We have three TVs, two in one room, right next to each other, because he likes to watch all the judge shows.
All right. And this problem I'm facing about, like, one TV or all of them?
This problem is on, Alan, is it on both TVs and the one upstairs in the bathroom?
Hang on, let me go upstairs in the bathroom. Hang on.
Okay. Oh, God, it's going to take him a minute because he's got a cane.
Sure.
Mind you, what are you doing?
I'm getting my can and I'm slamming the can against the desk.
Yeah. Roy's sitting back in his seat, just slamming the cane on the counter.
Oh, so funny.
And the guy holds on through this. You up there yet?
Hang on, Jose.
Mind you, we're all trying not to laugh.
Sorry about that. He's walking up the steps.
I'm tired.
Oh, no problem.
It ain't working up here.
Okay, so all three televisions are out. Come on back down, buddy.
Okay.
We're going to go through it again.
How'd you know that our TVs weren't working? Right. Are you just doing random calls, or did Alan call you?
Okay, all right.
It's some staircase. It's like a four-story building. Yeah. I'm having to walk down them.
I can't. And the guy holds on. Oh, I can't.
After telling Mr. Solomon you have DirecTV.
Do I have to go back up? I'm tired.
Alan, hold on a minute. I'm on the phone. What's that? Sorry. What'd you say?
I said, since how long you have DirecTV?
Probably about 10, 15 minutes.
Pardon? It's been down for about 20 minutes. Tell him that.
Yeah, it's been down for about 20 minutes.
All right. And so would you...
I can't find that on the script.
No.
You like to get your service to DirecTV in just $45, so how about that?
How weird is that? He calls up and he goes, do you have issues with your DirecTV service? And we were like, well, let's check. Then all of a sudden, now he's going to hit us.
With a sale?
And by the way, I love DirecTV. I've been with them since 2001. I never get calls like this.
And so would you like to get your service to DirecTV in just $45, so how about that?
Is he saying to get it restored for $45?
Yes, he's not even a DirecTV person.
No.
I think he's super shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super shade. What about $5?
I mean, ain't got no $5.
He's not asking you for money, Alan.
Which TV service you have?
The TV downstairs. Oh, God. Oh, no, it's happening. Alan's going to cry. Alan, don't cry. And then he's gone. Yeah. There he goes.
The cries when he realized it was too much.
But I think you're right. He doesn't even work for DirecTV. He's a third party person who preys on people who were willing to give the $45 if the TV's not working.
Well, even at the end there, I think he asked you like what provider you have.
Yeah, he goes, what type of TV or something.
Yeah.
And that's like the same people. My wife's grandmother did something on the computer and it was like, warning, you've been infected with a virus, call this 800 number. And she did.
Oh, no.
And they tagged her with like a $250 bill to do nothing to her computer. It was just awful.
Yeah, you never do
that. No, you never do that.
Still to come.
Oh, we'll have that prank phone call. Put it up on the podcast for you. Just get the Kiss 95.1 app or just look up MRL on iTunes. Yeah, I wonder if they use that phone call for, like, the training. Like, hey, listen, when you're going to scam people, you may come across these guys.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think there's training in this company.
All right, guys, so I went to a wedding over the weekend, and a series of events occurred that are not only unbelievable. I mean, at one point, I thought we had to call 911 because I thought my parents' house got robbed.
Ooh.
the wedding shuttle crashed, and I was practically starved. But it was a fantastic wedding. I'll tell you all about it coming up here in about 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, I went to a wedding up in, I think it's Stokesdale, North Carolina. It's pretty much in the middle of nowhere, y'all. Like, you know.
Sounds like it.
You know, like, if there ain't no, like, McDonald's nearby, like, it's pretty far out there. But it was my cousin, Brittany. She was getting married up there, and beautiful mansion up on the water, beautiful house. Went there, which is pretty cool. I got VIP parking because of my leg, which is nice, so I didn't have to walk very far.
Nice.
It was nice.
I thought that was cool. You know, I can get used to that. We went there, and there's been a series of events that have occurred from this wedding that I just... So, I don't know. I've never met the man she's marrying. That was my first time there.
Okay.
So the ceremony was beautiful. We go in. We're sitting down, getting ready to go do the dinner thing. Well, I haven't eaten. I forgot to eat breakfast with you guys that morning. And then I drove all the way up. It's like 2 hours away to go to this wedding. I haven't eaten all day. And I'm ready to eat. And this guy says, we're going to dismiss tables by trivia about the bride and the groom.
To go to eat?
Yes, that's how they were dismissing tables.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. It's your cousin, so you should know a lot about her.
I had a different reaction. At first, I thought he's being funny. I'm like, this guy has jokes. Clearly, it's not an organized system on dismissing tables. And you know, it wasn't a joke. Like, he legitimately did that. And
he doesn't know anything about the groom.
No, nothing about the groom. Well, and my table is, you know, it's me, my sister, my mom, Sterling, two kids. We fill up one whole table. So it's not like anyone else knows.
Wait, but can you guys not help each other?
From the different tables?
Yeah.
No. You can't.
But it's like if one person at the table knows that whole table gets to go.
Right.
It's not just like, oh, okay, you guys can go.
Everyone at the table can help. But my thing is only the family, my family at the table, and none of us has ever met. We don't know the other guy. And so, like, we're screwed from the beginning. When I tell you, we were the last table to get dismissed.
That's embarrassing.
What type of questions?
Oh, about, well, you know, what's their favorite drink, favorite food, where did they meet, where did he get engaged?
How many tables went ahead of you? 10?
More. More than that. More than that. It got so bad because he was on
and
a
mic. Starving.
Just starving. Got so bad he was on a microphone, he just walked up to our table to finish out the questions and did it at our table side.
Oh.
Yeah. There's not even like a microphone
or
deal.
He comes over and he feels bad for you at that point. He's like, all right, I'm going to give you a gimme.
All right. What's his name?
I don't know.
You don't know the groom's name?
Oh, what? The groom? The groom's Clinton. I thought you meant the trivia guy.
All right. Brittany and Clinton, table 10. We're going to try and get you up there. Brittany and Clinton both breathe what?
Water.
No.
Oxygen.
That's not right.
It did get that bad at one point because something happened on a holiday and I did, and our table was silent. And he's like, just start yelling the holidays. And then so finally I say Christmas. He goes, it's Christmas Eve. You're good. Go get food. So I go up there, finally get food after everyone's already eaten. I sit back down. Eating, whatever. I sit back down to eat, and like 10 minutes go by, and they're like, all right, join us upstairs. Because everyone's already eating. Like, they eat their food.
Yeah, they answered questions like 40 minutes ago.
All right, join us upstairs. I barely got into my plate. I'm starving. So we go upstairs, and, you know, since I have a leg, and I've been up and did the morning show, I didn't
He's got a bad wheel.
Everything's not going well. I do what I always do. I plan to leave early. I show up late and to leave early.
Yeah. You do that even when you're not on a bad wheel.
Right. And so everyone else was in a bus, and they were going to get shuttled to wherever they were staying. And we took a van. And so we get back in, we leave early, and then we get back home, and we go to my parents' house just north of Greensboro, and we walk in, and we thought we had to call 911.
Ooh.
The tables are flipped over. The blinds across the room. It looked like someone destroyed my mom's house.
Oh.
And we're like, check the valuables. You know, it looks like somebody was searching. Things that were like in, you know how you have like cubbies for kids' toys? That's been pulled out, thrown across the floor. My dog went nuts.
Oh, Callie did this?
Callie went nuts. She ate blinds. Like, they don't exist anymore. Ate them. Her food that were in plastic containers, ate the plastic containers, ate the plastic bag with her treats, destroyed the apartment, peed all over Sterling's clothes, peed in the beds. Like, destroyed this house while we were gone at this wedding.
And by the way, she weighs about how much?
She's 30 pounds. She's a medium size.
Oh,
she's
small, thought though. You were leaving her. She was so mad.
So mad. Like, destroyed the house.
Oh, I can't believe you guys didn't, like, put her in a room or something.
I didn't think it'd be a problem.
Really?
I didn't.
Doesn't your mom have other dogs?
Every Monday is a story about a problem with your dog.
I mean, she's typically good around my place, but she destroyed this house. God.
And it's not even like, you can't blame it on the other dogs, you know?
Whose house was it?
It was my mom and dad's.
Oh.
Up in Eden. My dad lives. So my dad lives in North Carolina. My mom lives in Virginia.
Okay. So is your mom charging you for the blinds and stuff?
No, she's like, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, I'm telling Sterling, I'm like, we gotta replace things. Like we can't.
Yeah, I mean, anything she poops out, just send back up. Found part of the blinds.
I don't know how a small dog flipped things over. And then while that's happening, we get a phone call. The bus shuttle crashed.
The wedding bus shuttle?
The wedding bus shuttle crashed. No.
Listen, thank goodness. First of all, is anyone hurt?
No.
Okay.
I think they're sore, but not one's hurt.
Thank goodness Roy was not on that bus because we already have a tractor accident. Mm-hmm. Then we would have a bus incident. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere without driving himself.
No, I'm dramatic. I would have demanded the jaws of life.
With the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
What an eventful wedding.
I mean, seriously, I can't.
You knew nothing about the bride and groom, and that's not even the best part of the story.
I know.
And the thing about this segment is that I don't have enough time to tell you everything. This is one of those moments you have to download the Rat Party podcast because we just don't have time to spend on this, but it was the craziest 24 hours of my life.
Yeah, we'll have a new Rat Party podcast posted up today on the Kiss 95.1 app. Up next, Loren's going to tell us, do not, whatever you do, if you broke up with someone, you have a breakup, do not do these things. We've got a list of 5 things you must not do after a breakup. It's coming up in under 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Happy Grave Diggers Ball weekend, everybody. I know everyone was out doing their partying. I lost my voice because it was so loud at Grave Diggers, and I didn't even realize I was yelling just talking to the person next to me.
You sound a lot better, though.
It's getting better. That and a cold. I always get sick around Halloween. Just the turn of the weather always knocks me out.
Well, and you're drinking hot tea just early in the morning. It's hard to...
Over here.
Oh, I reminded you to drink your hot tea.
Yeah, well, now it's not so hot. It's been sitting over here. But we are going to discuss the craziness that we all saw, including you guys, Saturday night. Everybody saw something. It was a Halloween night like no other here in the Queen City, so we're going to take your calls on that coming up. But you can also text us if you saw anything strange or weird, maybe couples in costume arguing, 704-570-9595. You can shoot us a text. I'm done talking.
All right. So we all know, breakups wreak havoc on your life. And we're watching that unfold with Ariana and Pete Davidson right now.
Yes.
But we found an article that it's the things you should not do after a breakup. I guess the number one thing that, like, we do as women is we want to change something, right? We have no control over the relationship that just fell apart. So now we want to change something with us.
Like your hair.
Yeah, like cutting your hair, that kind of thing. Yeah. Now, cutting your hair is not super dramatic. So, you know, it grows back. But they say don't do anything dramatic to your appearance like plastic surgery or a tattoo.
Yeah, a tattoo especially.
Mm-hmm. Don't jump back into a new relationship.
Does that count as a fun night? Or are they talking about dating?
I think dating. Into a new relationship is what they're saying.
Okay, yeah.
So you mean like a one-off, one-night stand kind of thing?
It happens.
Yeah. I mean, probably not the best decision of your life, but hey.
Ain't the worst.
That's right. Don't quit your job. Don't add financial chaos to your already list of problems.
Don't quit your job. What if your ex works at your job?
That's a good point.
That stinks.
Yeah.
By the way, I have done all of these except for quit your job. I have cut my hair. I've jumped back into a new relationship. I have made major purchases, which is the next thing on the list.
Oh, I do that.
Because I believe in retail therapy.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. It's the best feeling.
Yeah.
I've known people that, I don't know if this is on your list, I've known people that will move.
Oh, that's the last thing on the list,
oh,
actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know someone that moved, and because, you know, we live back in my hometown, small town. Everybody sees everyone. You know, we drive past the restaurant. He goes, we'd always eat at Famous A's. It was like a aww, restaurant. We'd always, and like, he'd see her everywhere they'd go.
Yeah.
Small town, you just run into people. And he's like, I got to move to the county over. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I have friends, like Fort Lauderdale is, it's not a small town by any means, but the dating pool is really small.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find somebody that hasn't dated three of your other friends. So yeah. I've got girlfriends that have moved out of Fort Lauderdale for that reason. And I'm sure Charlotte's the same way.
Yeah, hey, if you guys have done any of these or did something else super drastic, or you know someone who did after a breakup, can you let us know what those are and we can add them to the list? And then we'll post this up at kiss951.com. It's good therapy for everyone.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach us here in the studio.
Lauren, we'll go over that list again. These are things that you shouldn't do after a breakup. But of course, we want to hear from you. It's the MRL Morning Show on a Monday. Kiss95.1.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So the big decisions that you shouldn't make after a breakup include drastically changing your appearance, jumping into a new relationship, quitting your job, making major purchases, and moving away. I've done all but one of these.
So does that mean that one of them that I think right to my head you can do, which is like vacation, travel, do something like that?
I don't know. I think that maybe counts as a major purchase. I would put that in that category.
What are these people wanting you to do? I mean, you can't do anything fun.
You need to just sit
and throw on Sex
exactly
in the City.
Exactly.
Oh, man. This is Karina and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, that list to me, it just, I've done those things. Have you done any of them?
I actually did all. I split up from my ex-husband. I moved from Memphis, Tennessee to Charlotte. I got piercings. I got a new tattoo. I jumped into a relationship. I guess I made a bunch of big purchases. I have done everything.
Will you come up here so we can staple this to your shirt?
Right.
This list? Yeah,
don't you want to know like where she is now in life? Like, is she?
I'm afraid
still
to ask. Oh, you want to know?
I want to know because like sometimes people. We just got a text message that said I moved from Boston to Charlotte to get away from my ex and met my husband here. It was the best decision ever.
Yes, Karina. Was all these good decisions or no?
I think they were wonderful decisions. I actually met a wonderful man, and, you know, I guess I wasn't really treated right in my first marriage. So, and I'm living, my mom lives here. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Go
and
ahead.
Sometimes new places is.
And you followed your favorite radio host from Memphis to Charlotte. I love that about you.
What radio station?
You didn't listen to me in Memphis, Karina? Come on.
I don't know.
That was a big deal there. I worked at Riley.
That was perfect.
That was a big deal there.
It was 107.5. It was the top 40 station in Memphis.
Okay, I remember.
Yeah, I worked with Riley, and I worked with a woman named Kennedy, who now Riley works with Kane, and Kennedy works in Boston, and I'm here with these two.
Not a fan. Don't listen.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Karina. Thanks so much for listening and hanging with us here in Charlotte. That's what matters. Right, I'm going back to my tea. See you.
Anyone else to say they were a big deal? You know what I'm saying?
Come on. You know I'm joking.
I know you are, buddy. That's funny, though. Hi. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who's this? You're in Denver. Who is this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Sorry, your name disappeared from our screen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I love you guys. This is y'all morning long.
Oh, Karen, you're so nice. Thank you so much. Were you one of the people that moved?
Don't ask. From Memphis?
Yes, not Memphis. I moved from Illinois after a divorce.
So you moved here after a divorce?
Yes, I did. And that really seemed like the best thing, you know. I left all my family and friends, and it's so hard to meet people here.
Yeah. It is. Lauren's trying to find mom still to hang out with.
You know, I've been trying to find friends because it's really hard to find friends. I realized I'm just an awful friend. That's why I can't find any. I'm horrible at like responding to text messages and hanging out.
Yeah, you're a tough coworker slash friend. Because you don't respond and stuff like that.
Oh, I do. I'm really bad at that. Yeah. You gotta like annoy me and then I'll respond.
Can't get to Haley in Charlotte, but she went to the Disney College program after a breakup. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Samantha broke up with her fiance, jumped into a new relationship within a month, cut hair off, and is still with him. So that worked out well.
Still to come.
Good for her. Seems like the list works to me.
Just don't listen to this list.
Yeah, just do everything that she said not to do.
Make your major purchases, cut your hair, and move to a new city.
We got to get to a Roy's Senseless Survey. It's where I call from this senseless bureau, see how long I can keep people on the phone lines. We're doing that in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brody?
Brody, yeah, this is Brody.
Brody, Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau. I'm calling here with a senseless survey, following up on your paperwork. I got about 3 questions for you. It's going to take a couple seconds because I know you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, okay. What's up, guys?
You want to churn it down just a little bit or?
Not really.
Now, listen, that doesn't count as a question. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do now.
Do you think the 5-second rule should be adopted as federal law?
5-second rule is one of the most important things in my world. If I weren't for the 5-second rule, I probably wouldn't eat anything at all.
You know, with Mrs. Butter's work, do you think that the husband is upset because he never gets the spotlight? Mr. Butterworth.
I feel like maybe behind every strong woman is a very strong man.
All right. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yes. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Are you stupidstitious at all?
What's stupidstitious?
You know, like you're nervous about like black cats falling in front of you.
I haven't walked under a ladder since 2002.
I kind of want to know more about that. Now, do you prefer to play Bloody Mary or drink Bloody Marys?
Wait a minute, man. Who is this again?
It's the United States Census Bureau, your government. Made a potion?
Y'all are going to have to mail me something. This is getting real personal.
We got personal?
Is this even legal for y'all to call me at home like this?
What urban legend scares you the most? The one with the egg that has fallen, like Humpty Dumpty? Or Jack and the Beanstalk?
Okay.
Can you turn that down?
Yeah. All right, man. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Now you're going to be in big trouble because you're not paying attention. I'm going to mark that down in your file right here.
Man, f*** this bureau.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now you're celebrity gossip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
That guy was amazing.
Seriously.
I love that he was listening to the radio too, it sounds like.
Mila Cabello.
Yeah.
Jamming out. Jam. All right. So just because you're divorced doesn't mean you can't be friends, right? Well, apparently that is true when you're Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. They were spotted together at Game 4 of the World Series between Boston and the LA Dodgers. Now Boston won last night.
He's out of rehab?
Yeah.
Okay.
World Series champs.
Yes, World Series champs. And the funny thing is that Jen left that game and met up with her new boyfriend of 6 months later that night.
Maybe they were with the kids at the game.
Double dipping. All right, so there's been a long feud.
And you think she was looking for better seats? She moved up? Because the new boyfriend had better seats?
Maybe. All right, so there's been a long-standing feud between Ja Rule and 50 Cent. Well, Ja was supposed to have a November 9th concert in Arlington, Texas, and 50 Cent ran across it on Groupon, So he bought 200 of the best seats in the front row so that the venue looked empty.
That's funny.
And then he photoshopped himself sitting in the middle of all those seats at the concert venue.
That's been so strange.
That is so petty, and I love it. Okay, so Niall just had some surgery, and if you're a One Direction fan, you probably already know this, but he had to undergo sinus surgery. Mm. And he jumped on social media, though, recently and let his fans know that he was doing okay. He said, I just wanted to get on here and let y'all know that my sinus surgery went well and I'm recovering well and I'm just going to be laying low for a while. But I thought you might want to know that part. I guess he had a real bad sinus infection, pain in his face.
Ooh, that sucks. It does. I had that once.
My mom had that once, too. It was really, really bad. And Brandi Glanville of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was at a Halloween concert at George Clooney's Halloween concert of anyone's and ended up getting into a fight, apparently. Well,
they had been filming.
I don't know.
All the housewives fight when there's a camera around.
But yeah. It wasn't with another housewife. It was with an actor. Oh. Anyway, she jumped on Twitter and denies the whole thing, says, I did not get into a fight with anyone. So we'll see. Well, you know, maybe they were filming, Roy. Maybe we'll get to see a little bit more behind the scenes. Although I'm not sure that George Clooney would want to be part of... But do you know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know that he would give clearance to film at his Halloween party.
But I also couldn't see him hanging out with the crowd of people that's fighting at a party.
Okay, that's fair.
Seems like a classy guy.
Yeah. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, apparently Khloe Kardashian is not done with Tristan Thompson. And I'll tell you what's going on in their relationship.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorenz, 704-570-9595. She's got like 36 wins. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Sponsored by the Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On KISS 95.1.
Yes, we're a very professional show. We clear our throats on the air live. Everything's live.
You're going through some stuff this morning, though, Manny. Yeah. Like, your voice is not 100%. All right, Nikki and Luke, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorenz.
All right, Lorenz, get out of the studio.
Oh, she's serious. Let's do it.
All right, Lorenz is leaving the studio. Nikki and Luke, I don't know if you know this, but you can watch the show. It's like a TV show. If you look up KISS 95 on Facebook Live, you'll see that she's leaving the studio where she cannot hear these questions brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate.
Lots of people don't think that she leaves the studio, but she does.
She does.
And she's out. You guys ready for question number one?
Absolutely.
All right. Kendall and Kylie Jenner have launched a line of bags, and they're all going to be carried in a store, as we call jokingly, Wally World. What store is that?
Walmart.
Gabrielle Union dressed up as Gwen Stefani for a 90s birthday party. Who is Gwen currently dating?
Blake Shelton.
And question three, what Modern Family actress topped Forbes' highest paid TV actress list once again for the seventh year in a row?
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of her name.
One. No answer there. Okay. Question four. Joe Jonas dressed up for Halloween as his fiance's character from Game of Thrones. Who is he engaged to?
Oh, man. I don't know that one either.
All right.
I can't. Her
Let's
name.
See if you know
I'm
this
so
one.
Sorry.
It happened last night. You might have been asleep, but what team won the 2018 World Series?
Boston Red Sox. There we go.
Luke got that one. Come on in, Lorenz. Lorenz! I can't yell.
No, it's a soundproof room, even if you did. She is back in the studio. Nikki and Luke, they got three correct.
Okay.
All right. Not bad. Let's see how Lorenz does. Question number one, Kendall and Kylie Jenner have launched a line of bags, and they're going to be carried in the store that we jokingly all call Wally World. What store is that?
Walmart.
That's right. 1-1.
And question two, Gabrielle Union dressed up as Gwen Stefani for a 90s birthday party. Who is Gwen's current boyfriend?
Blake Shelton.
2-2.
What Modern Family actress topped Forbes' highest paid TV actress list again for the seventh year in a row?
Sofia Vergara.
That is correct. 3-2 because they had no answer for that one. It was on the tip of their tongue.
Mm.
Yay!
Question number four, Joe Jonas dressed up for Halloween as his fiance's character from Game of Thrones. Who is he engaged to?
Sophie Turner. Sophia Turner?
Sophia Turner. Come on. It's Sophia. Don't worry. They got that one incorrect as well. No answer from them. Currently 3-2.
Okay.
All right. We were sleeping, but somebody won the World Series last night. What team won?
Boston Red Sox.
That is Correct. Final score 4-3. Loren, you win with 37 wins.
By the way, Luke answered that in 2 seconds.
All right, Nikki, Luke, I'm so sorry. Not a win. You know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
Absolutely. This is Nikki.
And Luke.
And we can't beat Loren.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for hanging with us every morning in Spartanburg, y'all.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
And you're on some roll, Loren. Good for you.
I can't believe you got me with a Sophia.
Oh, our producer Nicole said it is Sophie, and all right, well, whatever. Who cares?
I don't know. I feel like it's Sophia, but what do I know?
I would say Sophie Turner, but that's, okay. I mean, I don't know what her legal name
is.
Well,
good for you. You won again.
Yeah. Either way, you win.
Hey, we should probably get my wife could come on the phone for this. Loren, after Gravedigger's Ball on Saturday, which is why I have no voice from yelling at the concert all night.
Yeah.
Roy, my wife, and I walked. After the show, we walked to a bar uptown, and what we witnessed within 3 blocks was amazing, including running into a super fan of the MRL show, someone hitting a window, and somebody exposing themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the Queen City, y'all.
It was interesting.
That's eventful.
We'll do that coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
it?
To get up.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Reeling in from Grave Digger's Ball weekend. It was so much fun. Thank you, everyone, who came out to the show. If you we got photos posted up at kiss95.1.com if you want to see those. But what happened after the show was so interesting and awesome and weird all at the same time.
It really was.
You know, we're walking back from the concert and meeting everyone from the show at Flight. And we get stopped by a big fan of the show. Super nice guy.
Dressed as like...
Deadpool? Was it Deadpool?
Yeah. Or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
It was late.
Yeah, we've been drying.
Yeah, we Ubered.
I saw red and it was tight.
Anyway, Roy's right. Huge fan. Goes, oh my God, Roy. Manny. Love the show. Huge fan. Can I get a picture?
That's nice.
While we're getting the photo, all you hear is this. And we look back, and a woman's on the ground.
Oh, no.
She ran into a glass wall.
So the bank...
known as a window?
I'm pretty sure it's Bank of America. And they have, like, in other words, it's like an entrance that's open.
Yeah.
But there's glass on this side, and the glass, if you have to walk around it to get to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like a bird who's lost his or her way. She crashed into the window.
You know, that's why I don't like those circular doors.
She crashed right into it, man, and she hit to the ground. So she was hit. I mean, she walked hard into it.
Broke her glasses.
Oh, no.
Had a bruise.
That's a bad hit.
On her face.
Did she pass out?
No, but she was definitely, like, shaken up. Now,
and you could tell she wasn't feeling any pain with the way she was. She was.
But meanwhile... So my wife was with me. And by the way, my wife's getting ready to go to work. She said if we needed her to call her. Mm-hmm. But I think we got it. But yeah. So while we're talking to the super fan who wants to get a selfie, the perfect selfie, I look behind me and I'm like, oh, man, she's down. Well, Amanda, my wife, who was walking with Roy and I, ran over to her.
Yeah.
And you two are now distracted in the photo, I'm sure.
We are.
The super fan seems like, even though he's dressed as a superhero, could care less about the woman who crashed into the window. He might not even have known.
Right. And I don't even know how we ended with him. I think you and I just ended up like just leaving him to help her.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure in our selfie picture, I'm looking back at her.
Like, oh my God.
Like, is she okay? Yeah.
And so we're talking to her. She's had too many drinks. She's trying to find her friends at Roxbury, yeah. I think it was. Yep. And she doesn't know where to go.
And now without her glasses, she can't see a thing. Her glasses are legit broken.
And I'm sure she has a concussion at this point.
Probably. I say, hey, let's call an Uber. Her battery's dead. Do you have cash? So maybe we can get you a cab. She gave it all to homeless people and said they were beautiful, beautiful people.
By the way, highly intoxicated, obviously.
By herself?
Clearly. By herself.
Yes, she said her friends left her. So Amanda, as you can imagine, is concerned. And so Amanda says, what should we do? You know, and we're like, well, we're not going to Roxbury. We're going to Flight to meet everybody else from the show. And I don't want to
come with us.
I mean, that would be somewhat of a kidnapping if she didn't want to go there. And she's highly intoxicated.
Yeah.
So Amanda's like, all right, I'm going to get her on her way. So Amanda brings her to the corner
and says, hey, keep going straight. She asked us. Go straight one block, and Roxbury will be on your right-hand side. Well, she doesn't wait for the light to turn
red
so that she can start walking across. Amanda's like, she couldn't see, so she just started going out in traffic. So Amanda grabbed her and pulled her back, and she's like, you got to wait. And the girl was like, oh, okay, sorry, thank you so much. And then, like, we just laughed, but anybody knows that young lady, tell her we're checking on her.
And after that whole strange incident, like, literally, as soon as we're making sure she's walking across the road, we run across a guy who's dressed in some sort of Air Force Air Force outfit.
Like a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit. Okay. His thing's out.
Wait. Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't his costume? Like, he wasn't a flasher?
I don't know. Amanda seems to think it was the real deal based upon how big.
Size.
I didn't think it was real. It seemed like it was too big. It was too cold for that thing to be just
hanging. Oh, my God. Okay, we don't need details, but I will say this.
I'm so mad I was not with y'all at this point.
Amanda and Roy. I have too many women in my life. I never get your name straight. Amanda and Roy pretty much walked a flight back, like, with their head like this. I'm like, you two, can we focus?
It was too unbelievable.
But there's yeah.
You think it was fake? It had to be fake.
It had to be fake.
That's that's gotta have been his Halloween costume. He has a flasher.
I don't get it. I don't get the costume.
He didn't say that he was a flasher. And here's what was gross about him: he was alone and like walked through a crowd of people.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
And then was like, just let me show you. I'm gonna demonstrate for Loren what this guy was doing.
I think I'm all set.
No, I'm not gonna pull my pants.
Okay.
I mean,
you want, never like, go with you. No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want of the story? A 10 would be full.
I'm like a 3.
Okay. He's walking around like this, but like walk through like people.
Yeah, his thing's.
So he's like holding his like pelvic out too.
Yeah.
He's like leaning back. He's trying to show it off. Yeah. I mean, I was, you know.
He was committed to the role.
He really was.
Roy was like, what party are you going to, bud?
I want to go with you.
So Amanda was all excited. I was like, are you two calm down?
But it was like. Like, weird, strange events occurred within, like, 10 minutes of each other to the point where we're like, what's happening?
I am so mad I missed that.
Oh, man. Now we need to hear from you guys. You know, we say on the show, this is a two-way conversation between us and y'all. And we know we're not the only ones that saw some strange stuff on Saturday night. Halloween, full moon.
Yeah.
You know, the weather was great for partying after being trapped in the house, you know, in your apartments all day on Friday. What was the weird thing you guys witnessed? 704-570-9595. We always love, not that we love the arguments, but it's always funny to see either like two costumes making out with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Khaleesi making out with, you know, Deadpool.
Yeah. Where it doesn't match.
Or an argument.
Yeah. Right.
Between a police officer and like a sexy firefighter.
704-570-9595. Please join the MRO Radio family and call into our show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Reeling in from the Gravediggers Ball weekend and your Halloween parties, Roy and I shared a story about the crazy 3-block trip that we had from North Brevard to another bar to go hang out after the show. And what did we run into, Roy?
We ran into, a ton of things. We ran into a big fan. We ran into someone who ran into a glass wall, and then we ran into a man with this...
A flasher.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't determine whether or not it was real or it was fake, but either way, the guy was walking around drunk by himself uptown showing it.
Yeah.
So we want to know from you guys, what's the weird thing you saw this weekend at your Halloween parties, at your get-togethers, wherever you were? What was it? Was it an argument between two people in a costume? Was it two strange people dressed up as different characters making out? Whatever it was, you could text us 704-570-9595. Better yet, call that number and get to us at 704-570-9595. So I have a question for you two.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of you guys, if you want to weigh in on this, that would be awesome too. Do you think it's odd for a guy to dress as a woman for Halloween?
No.
I don't either.
Not at all.
And I don't mean like, you know, do what you want. I get it. But do you think that there's deeper meaning to guys who dress as women for Halloween?
No. Like, are you asking...
Like, are you suppressing something? Is that what you're asking?
Not suppress... Maybe they would be...
No.
If it wasn't so, you know, so taboo, maybe they would be more open to being a cross-dresser or something like that. You know what I mean? But so many people are suppressed.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I know... I mean, I even know... straight men who are drag queens and you know, for as part of their side job, part of their work, you know, they dress as a drag queen, and that's just a form of expression. It's artist. It's and they're not suppressing anything. They don't want to be a woman. They are just
why
now I do. Well, go ahead. You can answer that.
Like, why do you think?
Why do I think like, they're not being? Why
no,
they're not?
No. Why do you think? If I came dressed as a female cheerleader instead of a regular cheerleader, why do you think I chose to do that?
That's just what you wanted to do.
Well, okay, so now here's...
To take a jump into the opposite sex?
Maybe, but I do think people have to be careful of, like, making fun of...
That's true.
Because I think a lot of people do that because they think it'll be funny and they'll get a good laugh out of it. I think that needs to be a toed line.
A really good friend of mine dressed up as Princess Leia and Han Solo, and he was Princess Leia, and she was Han Solo.
Oh, so they're being, like, ironic.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, as long as they're not being rude.
But why do that? That's the question I have. Like, I is it know. Funny for him to be the girl? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, and well, maybe this is too psychological of a conversation for 8:08 in the morning, but I'm like, why do that? And maybe there is something there, and that's okay if you want to dress as a woman and you feel like you want to do that for Halloween. But like Amanda has told me in the past where, you know, I was like, maybe we should go. I'll be Ariana Grande and you could be Pete Davidson. She's like, ew, no, you're not. I don't, you know, we're not doing that opposite thing.
Yeah.
And it's not ill because she feels like nobody could do it. She's like, no, I just want you to be you. Like, just go out and dress for Halloween, which I already don't like doing.
Well, our producer, Nicole, said that her friend was Post Malone, and she's a girl. Is there anything weird about a girl dressing up as a man?
I don't know.
No, dude, and she was a good Post Malone, too.
Well, yeah, that was a great costume, by the way. You can go see that at the MRL show.
It's
we put up pictures.
It's just them in a costume. Okay. As long as they're not being offensive, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I don't have an answer. I was just throwing it out there for conversation.
No, and I think the people that... like drag queens, I think it's just a performance. It's a form of art.
Totally understand that. You're doing it in front of a crowd and stuff. But for a guy who maybe works at Bank of America or, you know, maybe a school teacher who doesn't do any kind of drag or any kind of cross-dressing, all of a sudden on Halloween, to say, hey, honey, I'm going as Princess Leia, you be Han Solo. Just wondering if you thought there was something to that.
Nah, just have fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, next year I'm going as Lorraine.
Really? I was hoping you'd go as like a princess, like Bella White, or have like a big... like I have like a big gown.
Did you say Bella White?
I meant Snow White, but that's two characters came together.
I know who he's talking about. I thought I was going to start Googling Bella White, like some 1950s actress.
Two characters flew together.
Betty's sister. By the way, just for the record, we're getting reports and people are texting us and hitting us up on our socials. We're aware of the shooting situation at Butler High School in Matthews.
The good news is that the shooter is in custody. And one person is being taken to the hospital. Of course, the traffic near the school, as you would imagine, is locked down.
Right. And from early indications, it looks like maybe it was an individual incident.
It's contained.
Maybe this person was targeted, and it wasn't, thank God, an incident where somebody... By the way, our thoughts and prayers with the people in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
How often do we have to say that?
I know. It's becoming too frequent, man.
It's yeah, it really is. It's really, really sad. So... anyway, we are aware of that situation. Our thoughts are with all the teachers, everybody, all the faculty over there at Butler High School. Hopefully, everything gets played out here in a little while and we figure everything out.
Still to come.
But we gotta move on with the show this morning. If you saw anything crazy this past weekend, you can text it to us. Somebody sent us a text from area code 910, said we saw a woman passed out on the ground being picked up by about 6 or 7 firemen and policemen being carried off the premises.
Wow.
If that was the girl that we saw.
Maybe she hit another glass wall.
Oh, my God.
She just keeps hitting walls.
We've got a brand new Roy's random survey for you.
Yes, I called from the U.S. government to see how long they could stay on the phone line. By the way, this guy's like jamming out to Camila Cabello for some odd reason.
And he's got a really good rule about the 5-second rule.
You got to hear it coming up and give us 3 minutes. So good.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brody?
Brody, yeah, this is Brody.
Brody, Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau. I'm calling here with a senseless survey, following up on your paperwork. I got about 3 questions for you. It's going to take a couple seconds because I know you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's up, guys?
You want to turn it down just a little bit? Or?
Not really.
Now, listen, that doesn't count as a question. You understand that, right?
Oh, I do now.
Do you think the 5-second rule should be adopted as federal law?
5-second rule is one of the most important things in my world. If I weren't for the 5-second rule, I probably didn't eat anything at all.
You know, with Mrs. Buttersworth, do you think that the husband is upset because he never gets the spotlight? Mr. Buttersworth.
Like, maybe behind every strong woman is a very strong man.
All right. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yeah, I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Are you stupidstitious at all?
What's a stupidstitious?
You know, like you're nervous about like black cats falling in front of you.
Ah, man, I haven't walked under a ladder since 2002.
I kind of want to know more about that. Now, do you prefer to play Bloody Mary or drink Bloody Marys?
Wait a minute, man. Who is this again?
It's the United States Census Bureau, your government. Ever made a potion?
Y'all are going to have to mail me something. This is getting real personal.
We got personal?
Is this even legal for y'all to call me at home like this?
What urban legend scares you the most? The one with the egg that has fallen, like Humpty Dumpty? Or Jack and the Beanstalk?
Okay.
Can you turn that down?
Yeah. All right, man. Can you repeat the question?
Now you're going to be in big trouble because you're not paying attention. I'm going to mark that down in your file right now.
Man, this bureau. Wow.
He seemed so nice at first, and he got so mad.
I know.
And I want to know what's going on in his life because I recorded that like at 11:15 in the morning.
Right.
And there's music jamming.
Jamming to go to work, probably.
Sounds like he's drank something.
He didn't want to turn it down. Then he did want to turn it down.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like he would turn it down for a minute and then crank it up.
But I think his 5-second rule is a rule we can all get behind.
Yeah.
If that wasn't around, he would never eat. I mean, how many times do you drop something and you're like, oh, quick, I got 5 seconds to get
true.
It. Pick it up and get it in my mouth.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
All right, so Jason Derulo, he had to cancel one of his concerts in Prague on Friday night due to security concerns. So he found a way to make his fans who were disappointed still feel special. And he shared a video of himself on the balcony outside the arena. And he sang 3 songs and shared it with a crowd that was gathered below.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Huh. Now, before everybody starts eating their burritos the Justin Bieber way, let me tell you that the photo that we were all freaking out over is a hoax.
Really?
Yes. So if you saw last week, we were talking about Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways like an ear of corn, and the internet went crazy over it. Well, it turns out that it was a group called Yes Theory who flew in a Bieber lookalike from Canada, dressed him like Bieber, and gave him the burrito.
That to me is so funny. Like, I love it.
They got the last laugh.
Yeah, and we're so thirsty for gossip and celebrity sleaze that it became a story.
Yeah, we're like, wait, what do you mean he's eating it like that?
Yeah, and I'm looking at the photo now. Like, he's totally covered, sunglasses on. He has, like, a beanie.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really tell it is, Bieber. Why did we just fall for it?
You feel dumb today, don't you?
I do. I so do.
So Demi Lovato has gone 90 days sober, and her mom was really proud and excited of her. So she went on the Maria Menounos conversations with Maria and gave them a little update, said that she's doing great and that she did hit that 90-day mark.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Pete Davidson, he has changed his phone number. You know, earlier this month, we talked about he thought that him and Ariana Grande would be back together by his birthday, which is next month. And now, I guess they're not speaking. He's changed the digits.
How do you know?
Well, hold on.
Where'd you get that story from?
Same person that gave her the Justin Bieber story.
Now, there are a ton of rumors out there. And Ariana Grande, she jumped on social media to clear some things up because a fan said that Ariana had asked Pete to leave and change the locks and told him to just go. And she said, that's not true. She said, there's so much misinformation out there. Can we all just please drop it and move past it? People need to heal and support each other moving forward. So
wait, Pete didn't change his number then? Why would he do that?
It's part of the rumor mill.
Oh. Yeah, because that's a pain when somebody changes their number. Look what happened to Amanda last week. She was texting the wrong Roy on a text chain.
Do you know? Oh, that was so funny. By the way, do you know that Beyonce changes her email address every single week?
Really?
Every single week.
I would never know if she's really emailing me then.
Is that all just to avoid people finding her?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
You can email us directly, any one of our names, at kiss951.com. Say hi.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
All right, so, ladies, it is a pain in the butt to carry around a purse sometimes, and I found a scarf. It's an infinity scarf that has pockets in it. So now instead of, having to carry an extra bag, maybe you're going to the ice skating rink or you're going out for the night and it's kind of cold out. Now you can just put your phone, your wallet, your keys all into the scarf.
Sweet.
Wow.
I love it.
Take that to the Panthers game.
Yeah.
By the way, good win by the Panthers yesterday, Roy. I'm sure you're aware of that. Beat the Baltimore Ravens.
Didn't know they were playing.
Yep.
All right. That's your Dirty. You can find all of what Lauren likes at kiss951.com.
Got this funny story out of guess where, Lauren?
Florida.
Of course. A mom found out that her daughter was hiding something after, like, 5 years. And it's all from an x-ray that was taken on her daughter. We'll tell you about it coming up. You have to hear this in just about 7 minutes.
News pouring out of Matthews at Butler High, where one student has been shot. The other student has been taken into custody. It is an isolated incident, and they're currently trying to figure out. A lot of parents are trying to get to their kids. And all the roads around there, of course, are locked down with this active police scene. So keeping a close eye on that. Of course, our thoughts are with everyone that's involved.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, it's so sad that I have to think I'm glad no one was killed and not more people were injured.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where your brain goes. Because we've seen so much worse in schools and just in Pittsburgh at the synagogue this weekend. And it's amazing that our brains are like, well, yeah, there was a shooting at the high school, but they got the guy and the victims on their way to the...
Yeah, it's never okay.
Yeah, the victims on their way to the hospital and the suspects on the way to the police department. And now we move on. You know?
That's scary.
I have a son in elementary school, and if there was a shooting at that school, God forbid, you know, how would I react as a parent? It's hard for me to say right now.
Well, and like you said, we're watching, you know, the parents react to the situation, and I know my reaction would be the same. Like, I would want answers. I would be, you know, right at the forefront trying to get to my child.
Yeah, I mean, you send your kids to school thinking they're going to be safe, and whenever there's... You know, any incident where they're not safe, it rocks you, man.
Right.
The Matthews Police Department couldn't answer the reporter's question about whether or not the incident happened inside the school or on the grounds. And obviously, if it happened inside the school, don't the kids walk through metal detectors? I don't know. Maybe if...
Do they here?
No, I don't think there is.
Thing here.
I don't know.
I never... Well, my school was way relaxed. I mean, every door wide open.
Well, yeah, ours too.
I mean,
here's the thing. I went to a pretty bad high school, and we didn't have metal detectors. And our high school was on the news every single year because somebody brought a gun to school, somebody got stabbed, somebody tried to burn down a portable. I mean, like, literally, that was my high school experience. Mm. And, like, I thought that was sad. This is 10 times more scary that this is happening as often as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the poor kids, you know, they were showing, because evidently all the parents have gotten together at Elevation Church, the Matthew campus, and they're trying to figure out how to get the parents to the kids. Of course, that's hard to do if, in fact, the shooting happened in the school. How do you get the kids around a crime scene? I don't know how you do that, but they're showing the parents, showing the text messages between them and their kids. Terrifying text messages.
Like what, for instance?
The kids are just saying, like, there's someone here with a gun. We're running.
These are from earlier today.
I'm hiding in a classroom that's not mine. Mom, this is not a drill. You know, come please get me. You know, we're hearing someone's been shot. I mean, awful, scary text messages because these kids, they don't know what's going on.
So is the school still on lockdown as of now? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, the school is still under a lockdown.
The single shooter has been apprehended, and the weapon is in the possession of law enforcement. Law enforcement has advised that there is no further immediate danger at this time, and the initial investigation shows this to be an isolated incident.
The principal also made a statement that the student was shot within their building. So the shooting did occur within the building of the school.
No persons will be allowed on the Butler High School campus until the lockdown has been lifted by law enforcement. It makes you wonder, like, if they're calling it safe and they're saying that the shooter's gone, then why not call off the lockdown, I wonder?
It's still a crime scene.
You can't have kids running through the crime scene.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, good
point. They have to make sure they get all their evidence before anyone goes through there.
Now, see, it pays to watch Blue Bloods and stuff, doesn't it, Roy? You have all the answers from those fictional police shows.
Well, I'm waiting for Tom Selleck to show up. He's got to process the scene.
You know, obviously we're not making light of this situation here, but like we opened up this conversation with, we're so glad that the person is in custody, answers will come, and that the victim is on their way to the hospital, and there's nothing that says anything about life-threatening injuries. We don't know much, but our thoughts are with that family and obviously that victim.
The guy, who I don't know who that spokesperson on TV we just saw, he said they are getting counselors on site to help counsel any kids if the parents decide to leave their kids at the school.
And if you're just joining us, there is seems to be an isolated shooting at Butler High School this morning in Matthews, and the school is still on lockdown. Parents are waiting to get to their children, we were watching a news report live, and the Matthews police, I don't think he was a chief, I don't know, he's a spokesman for the Matthews Police Department, said the kids can stay at school.
They're safe. This is isolated.
And all the parents were like, whoa. And then one guy was yelling, you know, how do you make our school safer? They want answers. We all want answers.
Yeah.
You know? It's a different world we live in, you guys. And it's just what we have to deal with. You know, we have to figure out how to maneuver through this crazy world we live in now.
Yeah.
When somebody sends pipe bombs to different people all across the country, and then that van gets picked up Friday after we got off the air, and that's not even the top story of the weekend. The top story is that there was a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on in the world? And it's very, very desensitizing if you allow it to be desensitizing. You know what I mean? Like you have to treat each thing individually and say, what is going on here? What are the answers?
Like every day there's something hateful and evil. Yeah.
Really is. It's really, really true. So obviously our thoughts are with everybody over there, and we'll update you if we have any updates out of Butler High School.
You guys have been great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, well, it's an odd morning here in the Queen City.
There's been an update in Matthews.
A shooting at Butler High School. They say, according to authorities, it was an isolated incident. The victim and the perpetrator are both in the hands of the people they need to be in. Perpetrator's in law enforcement's hands, and the victim is on their way, or at this point, is at the hospital.
For sure, at the hospital by now.
Parents are upset because the school is still on lockdown, and they're getting text messages from their kids saying, hey, we want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were supposed to all stage at Elevation Campus in Matthews, and they were trying to find how to get the kids to the parents, and nobody really evidently had a plan to get the kids in place to get the kids to the parents.
Yeah.
Y'all, on live TV, the parents are rising up against the
authorities.
This is all unfolding.
And they're marching to the school.
And so we're watching it live, you know, we're watching it play out live, and one guy goes, we got to go get our kids. Let's go. And the reporter walked over that way where all the noise was. And he's like, we're going. And the reporter's like, why? And the guy was mad, you know, and he swore live on the air. You can understand these are parents of kids who are, you know, stuck in a school where there was a shooting.
And these kids are terrified, and the parents are terrified. But what's the end game? Because they're going to get to the school, and the school is a crime scene.
I don't know, but I will tell you, I'm pretty sure what set them off, because it would have set me off, too, is the I don't know answer is not good enough when it comes to your kids.
From who? Who was giving I don't know?
So when they had the representative for the school out there, I don't know exactly what.
Okay, Matthews Police.
Yeah, but there was a lot of I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Instead of I can't comment on that right now because I can't comment.
But it just happened.
I know, but let me tell you something. The words I can't comment on that right now makes me believe that you have the situation under control, but you can't give me the information.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know is a whole nother ball game. And when it comes to my kids, if you don't know, I will find out.
Oh, wait, what happened here? Are they stomping?
I maybe they stopped the parents from getting there. It's a active crime scene. Yeah.
The parents have now arrived to the scene of the school where the police have barricaded it and they're being stopped.
Yeah, talk about a strange morning, huh?
I mean, the parents started chanting.
Well, the guy tried to get a chant going, but it was too long, and none of the parents responded to it.
They couldn't follow the chant.
They couldn't follow. Yeah. And I don't know if everybody was on board with what the guy was saying. You got to be careful. You can't just jump on a chant, Lauren. You got to make sure you think about the chant, and that's how you want yourself.
It's got to, like, fit on, like, a box, cardboard box to hold up or something.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to break. Let's go break the school doors down is not something I would want to chant.
Well, maybe get our kids. That's better. Of course, the police are not letting them pass. So this is the part I predicted. And then the other thing about this is that let's say they're breaking the barricade.
Oh, God. They broke the barricade.
They're going past the police. Right. They're confronting the police.
All right, we'll have updates for you coming up here in just a little bit. Butler High School, obviously, is the topic of conversation right now.
This is the MRL Morning Show. With Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Just tuning in, maybe part of the late shift. You know, the hairdressers, the service industry people. You might not know, there was a shooting at Butler High School this morning. They say it was an isolated incident where there was a... Now we're finding out more information. Apparently, there was a fight in the hallway.
The scene is secure. The school is safe. Everything's secure now.
What they can't determine is whether or not the shooter was a former student or is currently a student there. Mm-hmm. And that's scary because you hate to think that
anybody got on campus.
Right. Anybody can get on campus. But it's hard, man. It's hard to keep these high schools in order with all these students and all these parents. It's very difficult. But it was an isolated incident. Like, that's what the police are saying. That's what CMS is saying. Both the victim is on his way or her way or is at the hospital, and the shooter is in police custody. There is a lot of information coming out, and quite honestly, it's because all the local news stations are on the site
and
just
live.
Walking up to people
and asking questions.
And nobody's getting anything verified or checked.
Yeah.
And we're not a news organization. Like, we're not here to break news to you. We're here to just to kind of talk about the news with you,
tell you how we feel,
right? And and of course, by the way, if there's anybody who has a student or you are a student at Butler High School, you can always give us a call, 704-570-9595. If you're a parent, maybe you're on your way to pick up your kids, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 704-570-9595. But the point being is like, we just heard on live TV somebody said something about someone dying and they cut.
Yeah,
because no one knows if that person was saying, hey, there was a shooting 10 years ago at the school and someone died.
Right, yeah.
That's a lot of
misinformation gets spread out.
Holy cow.
So good thing that the news went and changed cameras on that person quickly. But, you know, we were watching the parents. They were told to stage one area. Then they moved the parents to a second area. And then when the parents went to the second area, they were like, oh, well, we don't know how to get the kids to you. So the parents just said, okay, we'll go get our kids. And they walk to the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's difficult because I'm a parent and so is Lauren. Mm-hmm. Roy, you have nieces.
Oh, I'd be at that school in a heartbeat.
That's how I felt.
But we also know we have a great partnership with not only CMPD, but a great partnership with CMS and our anti-bullying campaign. And we know the superintendent personally. And we know people who run the schools. And it's like you're torn between being a parent and also believing in and letting the process work out. You know, our superintendent is very, very smart.
Yeah.
And they're trying to work through it. And Roy, you brought up a good point. This is an active crime scene.
Yeah, they can't. I mean,
and they don't want the students out of the classrooms.
Right. In fact, right now, ooh, that's interesting. It looks like they're actually hovering around what looks to be police tape, and they're just kind of.
Well, it seems like kids are coming out now, and parents are being able to pick up
that
their
is,
children.
That is good.
So, but honestly, though, it seems like that was a forced hand.
Yeah. Oh, now they have teachers trying to move the parents. But, you know, the thing is I don't if I went to the second location and no one said, hey, we're getting the kids on the school bus to get here to you, I think I'd be marching to the school, too. I'd be like, well, then I can't. If you don't have a plan, I'll create the plan.
Well, and I think that's the problem is that the answer was, and I don't know, and that's not an answer when it comes to your children.
Let's talk to Andre from Davidson. Andre, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, so, Mike, I have two younger cousins. They're a sophomore and junior at Butler, and I was texting them the moment I heard when I woke up this morning, you know, watching the news. I, you know, try to call them, didn't get a hold of them. They finally started texting because when they locked it down, you know, there's no signal going for the cell phones. But apparently one of them was one of their classmates. She didn't give me the kid's name, but I guess they were having an argument.
Yep, that's what we heard.
She saw he had a gun. It looked like a gun. She said that was walking by. Down the hallway, she ran straight to her classroom, and before she knew it, the intercom went off, and they went into lockdown.
Somebody said it sounded, a student witness said it sounded like a balloon pop.
Mm-hmm.
And that indeed was the gunshot, and that's terrible. So do you know your two younger cousins are still in the classroom? Is that what the situation?
They are, yeah. They haven't. They said the teachers told them to wait in the classroom until the buses were to round them up, but they're not being let out. They're both in their each individual classroom.
Yeah, I mean, wow, our thoughts are with your cousins and everybody, all the parents. We can't imagine what's going through their minds. Are your aunt and uncle at the school?
She's probably one of the crowd marching down because, my aunt, she's a big mama.
Yeah, she's a doer. She's a doer.
You go into lioness mode, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, but Andre said is that they were telling the students that we're going to get the buses here.
But that's not what they were saying
to the
parents.
But they weren't saying that to the parents. So I totally get why the parents marched up to the school. I get that. Let's bring in Gary, the Scottishman. We love a Gary when you join the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, man. We wish it was better circumstances, but it's a crazy morning.
That's why I'm calling. I was in the gym there, and my buddy showed me his phone, and he showed me what happened. A boy was texting his mother, and he text message said, I've never ran as fast as my life, and I'm trying to get away. To me, when I read that, I started shaking, and I'm leaving near the school. That's scary there.
Yeah, man.
It is scary.
Because of what happens, unfortunately, in the past, is you don't know that it's a random incident. You don't know that there's a beef. You hear a gunshot at school. Your first instinct as a student, unfortunately, has to be, oh, God, here we go again, and is my number up? And that is the scariest thing, Gary. I'm getting the chills just talking about that, bud.
I know. And kids, and now listen, in Scotland, we grew up without guns. We don't have gun law. But in America, kids should not be seeing guns, you know what I'm saying? I don't think, if you're an adult, you make that responsible choice because you're an adult. The kids should not have them. It's no right, you know?
Yeah. I understand, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, okay. Gary. Okay. See you, buddy.
See you, buddy. So.
All right. Well, any other information, and if we have to break in the next hour or so and give you any updates, we will. That's what we're here for. If you're a student or you're a parent from Butler High School and you want to get on the air and air yourself, talk it through. You can talk it through with us. That's what we're here for.
It does. Yeah, it does appear that there's been some update because now the parents are marching to a different spot. So I don't know if
maybe they're trying to organize them to get their kids.
Maybe the police convinced them to go to this different spot. But I mean, these parents marched right up to the front doors of the school and was demanding, "Hey, give us our kids."
Yeah, and I'm following updates on Twitter, but there's bad information coming out so fast.
I know.
And we were given some information, and I'm not saying anything until it's confirmed. But I don't think it's right. But that just shows you how fast information travels.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, we'll keep you guys updated.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.